Can you guys introduce yourselves and what your band's called and what you do?
Yes.
We're the White Rooms, and we play music at weddings, some corporate events, cruises, stuff like that. And my name's Alex.
I'm Aaron, I'm the drummer.
I'm Ed, I play bass.
We've got Noah here as well.
We've got Noah, who's James.
James.
Yeah.
For James.
What's the best song that you play, I guess? The best view from the audience, I guess, if you can say.
I don't know.
It's any of the Justin Bieber stuff.
No, it's different each gig, to be fair. It depends, because it's a lot of weddings and stuff. They're always like different vibe, but I'd probably say Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor always goes down well.
But it's some more rocky stuff in it, and I think a lot of people book us for some
pop punk stuff, yeah.
Because most people get married at our age, so
true.
Yeah, our promotional video and stuff is very like edgy, pop punky edgy, and it translates through that. So like we get a lot of booking. So I could say like most of the time it's the pop punk stuff that goes down well.
Do you get first dance requests?
Yes.
What song usually?
No, they're not all.
I believe in a thing called love.
We actually done that. So yeah,
we did Bare Necessities once.
Bare Necessities.
Yeah, that was cool. Wow. It was like a rock version, but it was That was when we first started. That was years and years and years ago. Sometimes they're slow. Sometimes they're more rocky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a mixture.
How long have you been together?
7 years.
7-8 years.
7-8 years. Yeah.
COVID knocked three years off that.
Ed joined about
3 gigs ago.
We've never looked back. 7-8 months ago, maybe longer than that. I don't know.
Towards the end of last year, I think.
Yeah.
He's actually learned some of the songs now as well, so we're all right.
He's on the ball.
My first gig was the best one. Since then, it's just been a slippery slope, isn't it?
Do you all practice quite a lot?
No, we do. It depends.
The
laughter answered. Because we're gigging all the time, but because we're about to go away on a cruise with a load of new material, we're going through that, we're practicing that. At the moment, we're practicing once, twice a week. And gigging a few times a week as well, so it's quite hectic, but usually no.
Fair enough, it just kind of comes together, which is quite nice.
Well, yeah, it's the same shit we've been doing for years.
Sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any mishaps?
Oh, all the time. What type of mishaps are we talking about? Like complete
Anything
fuck ups?
Crazy that's happened at your
wedding? We've had weddings shut down because of a fight.
There was a fight broke out between the best man and somebody, and the bride tried to break it up and she got clobbered, and I ran off and helped myself to pick and mix. That got shut down. I think we only got to play like 1.5 sets.
Was she okay?
She said she's alive.
She
lives to regret her wedding.
Did you ever find out what the fight was about?
No.
I just two families that obviously don't get along.
Fair enough. Yeah. Have you always been into rock music?
Yeah, I'd say I'm kind of grew up on that stuff. I was in metal band before.
Right.
And we've all kind of come from other bands.
We've all come from
stuff,
kind of rock and background, so it's...
What's the best gig that you guys have ever been to?
Probably years ago, I went to see a band called While She Sleeps at the Horn, and it was only just, I mean, they're a big band now, but like at the time they weren't, and that was probably that, or maybe Architects at the same gig, at the same venue when they done their release show. Yeah, probably that.
Awesome.
I mean, they're not very big gigs, they're just little.
Do you prefer a small gig?
Yeah. Small, sweaty gigs.
Intimate.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know, they just sound better. When you go to like the big gigs, they're a bit too washy. And the
Can't
smaller...
Get to the bar.
No, the smaller gigs are like... they are more intimate. And like, it's Yeah, I don't know, I prefer them ones. With preferably no barriers as well.
Yeah.
No security.
Yeah, I much prefer the smaller shows.
What's the best gig that you've been to?
This one now.
One of the best gigs I've been to. It was probably in 2005, went to see Killswitch Engage at the London Astoria, which isn't there anymore. And yeah, it was an incredible show.
Have they got rid of Astoria?
The Astoria's gone, yeah. It's turned into flats now. Tottenham Court Road. Yeah, there's so, and this is the thing about, you know, the music scene now is that a lot of venues are suffering and shutting down, and you know, it's taking a huge
in next to a venue and then complains about the venue. It's like you moved in to a place
it's just child friendly,
for cheaper rates then they would like to complain to the council and have the music venue shut down, and that's like taking its toll on a lot of venues.
They knew what it was when they moved in.
Exactly.
Now, I really enjoyed Periphery, actually. They're a very good band to watch live.
Wish I'd seen them.
How about you as well?
I don't know. I went to see Sum 41. That was pretty good at Brixton Academy.
Was that recent?
A couple of years ago, because it's shut down now, isn't it? I think Brixton, because everyone got crushed.
Yeah, that was the whole like crushing.
Yeah, they let too many people in and people trampled. So that's I was also like, I see there's a band called Will of the People, which are like a sort of a smaller band, but they played in Corner Room in Guildford, which was, that was a good gig, you know, just the local ones.
Exactly.
Like a little intimate gigs there, they're good fun.
So you from the local area?
I'm from Woking, I live in Godalming now, and
Crawley.
You've probably seen Guildford.
How did you all meet?
Tinder.
Grindr. No, we went uni together, along with James, and then our mate Jono knew Ed. We kind of.
Yeah, Ed just
turned up on Tinder.
We don't know.
I get crashed.
We don't really know where Ed came from. Just one day he was there.
Exactly. But they wouldn't regret a single day.
An extra to the bag, but a good extra. And have you got any events coming up, and how do you get in contact with you guys to book an event?
So we haven't got any like public events coming up. They're all like weddings and corporate stuff. All of our gigs are through Tailored Entertainment, so you can go on their website, search us. Go on our website, you can get in touch through Facebook, all of the social medias, OnlyFans.
The website is The White Rooms Band. The White Rooms Band is the website.
Is it?
Yeah. And we got cruises coming up as well. What's your website again, Alex?
How long are you going to be on the cruise for?
So anything from 2 to 4 weeks?
Well, the first one we got this year is 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then next year we got 3 weeks in Australia, and then a month in Dubai down to Athens.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Hopefully Miami next year. Paid holidays. No setting up, no packing down.
Follow the sun.
Love the jungle. Free food.
Do you have to pay for accommodation? That's so good.
Yeah, everything is kind of,
The only thing that we pay for is if we want to buy drinks.
Well, we get free drinks.
We get two free drinks a day. But like, if we want to do other things, we pay for that, but everything else we pay for.
That's really good.
I mean,
I do travel up and down the UK for events. So if anybody did want one in like
We've gone from Cornwall up to Inverness. So.
Brilliant.
We've done the stretch of the country.
We've got a new van now that works, so it's fine. We'll actually get there on time.
Aaron drives the majority of the driving. Ed hasn't experienced the breakdown van situation.
No, I haven't. I've experienced the new van. I've driven that once.
Yeah, we had an old van that was a bit iffy, and we took us like 4 days to get home from Scotland. That was fun.
Did you just keep breaking down?
Yeah.
It broke down once and we had to get towed back. But they do like a mile a time and then drop you off, and then they tow you another mile and then drop you off, and then it was horrible. So 3 days without your sleep.
Jeez. And you bring all your equipment with you, like drums as well?
Everything. We provide everything from PA lighting and all of them.
It's completely self-sufficient, so we literally can just turn up with everything set up.
Well, I mean, kind of what we go for really is sort of creating that gig atmosphere, which a lot of wedding bands don't, or they don't know about that. So we kind of want to go and we want to have like that sub, that bass feeling like it's really like you had a gig like here. So yeah, we unfortunately have to carry it all around, set it all up, pack it all down. We make about 10 times more work for ourselves.
It's good fun, isn't it?
It is.
Do you guys use TikTok or anything like that?
No, we don't use TikTok, we use Instagram. We're in the process actually of like rebranding a lot of stuff, so we will start introducing TikTok probably, but yeah, Instagram, Facebook a little bit,
mainly Instagram, but TikTok will be outdated soon, so we might as well wait for the next thing.
Yeah,
it's sort of gone past.
Is it X?
I don't know what it is.
Isn't that Twitter
now? Yeah. No, we don't use Twitter at all. We never did use Twitter. I mean, we're quite bad with social media.
Did you use Vine back in the day?
Vine, yeah. Well, personally, for me, just random bits of Vine.
Vine's the first reaction,
wasn't it? I used to love Vine.
Yeah, yeah. I love Vines.
I'll watch Vine now. It's funny.
Yeah, but it's not a thing anymore, is it? You have to just like YouTube classic Vines. But, yeah.
Exactly.
No,
brilliant. Thanks, guys. Is there anything else that you guys want to add to this?
No, just... Yeah, just check us out on Instagram, The White Rooms Band, and the website, again, with The White Rooms Band. The agency is Tailored Entertainment.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Just in time for last orders.